This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some state lawmakers want to give local governments the power to control rent. A Democratic proposal would overturn the state's four-decades-long ban on rent control. State Representative Jennifer Bacon says lawmakers are focused on a range of strategies to make housing affordable.
This legislature is also committed to talking about renters, talking about the relationship to landlords, to be able to protect folks and their income goes far beyond the conversation about supply.
The rent control bill may face opposition from Governor Jared Polis. The expected rise in out-of-state patients seeking abortion care in Colorado has arrived. The state health department says more than 3,500 patients traveled to the state for abortion care last year, a 125% jump from the year before. Toddlers whose mothers were exposed to higher levels of air pollution tend to score lower on measures of cognition. CPR's Jenny Brundin has more on research from CU Boulder.
Researchers followed healthy Latino mother-child pairs. They used EPA data to measure pregnant mothers' exposure to pollution from traffic, industry, wildfire smoke, and other sources. At age two, children who'd had greater prenatal exposure to airborne pollutants scored lower on cognitive, motor, and language tests. Researchers say exposure to dirty air during critical windows of development can have potentially lasting impacts on children's health. They recommend pregnant people, especially in the second and third trimester, avoid exercising outdoors on high pollution days. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.